The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
The San Jose Barracuda close out their four-game road trip in San Diego against a very pesky goals team, and they find a way to pick up a 3-2 shootout win. They needed seven rounds to decide it. Goals tied up the game late in regulation to force overtime, but we decided in a shootout in the seventh round. Cam Lund scores. And Jakub Skarić comes up with a save on Cal Burke, who actually didn't even get a shot off, kind of lost his footing, puck rolled off his blade, as the San Jose Barracuda pick up just a single point against San Diego, but certainly valuable in a very congested AHL Pacific Division. With the win, San Jose up to 41 points on the year. San Diego now sitting at 36. So the Barracuda 5 points ahead of the goals in the American Hockey League's Pacific Division, although San Diego does have 2 games in hand. Final shots in this one, 38-28 in favor of the Barracuda. San Jose goes 1-for-2 on the power play. San Diego 0-for-3. And their third and final chance was a 5-minute major power play in the third when the game was tied at 1-1. They did not capitalize. That was probably their best chance to win the game. And the Barracuda ultimately looked like they were going to win it in regulation. Goals tie it late, but the Barracuda get the job done in a shootout. Let's recap this game. We'll go all the way back to the first on San Jose's first power play opportunity. They came into the game pretty cold on the power play, 0-for-13 in their last 4 games, but they'd wait just 4:58 into the first period to open up the scoring. Colin White makes it goals in back-to-back as Philip Biestead sets him up. Luca Cagnoni with the secondary assist. And the Barracuda were off and running in period number one.
A bump play in the bumper for White, but he fanned on the one-time bid. Skips to the point, kept alive. Cagnoni centered in front. They score! Colin White on the power play on a brilliant setup from Philip Biestead. And the Barracuda break through on the power play. 4 minutes and 54 seconds into this opening period.
So Colin White gives his team a 1-0 lead in the opening 5 minutes. It comes on the power play, his seventh of the year and second in his many games. He'd have another chance in the first period on a breakaway to make it 2-0, but Cali Klang would turn it aside in what would turn out to be a very strong performance from the third-year pro.
Over the last few minutes, as the Barracuda still have a 1-0 lead. Solberg, the former first-rounder of Anaheim, gave it to another first-rounder in Gauthier, but intercepted. Here's a breakaway for White. Works in White on the backhand. Klang closing the pillows. It keeps it out. Great chance there for the Barracuda on a breakaway for Colin White, bidding for his second of the first period.
That was really the final notable chance in the first period for either side, so the Barracuda would carry a 1-0 lead into the intermission. Shots in the first dead even at 10 apiece. In the second, San Diego certainly had a little bit of a pep in their step right off the bat in the second, and they'd have this great chance, but Jakub Skarić will come up large.
The offensive zone, Brouillard, Rick wide, Ward, gives Pasicha, one-timer, Skarić comes over and makes a great right pad stop, and then Brouillard on the rebound fires it out of play. That's a great right pad save by Jakub Skarić to keep it at a 1-0 Barracuda lead.
That preserved the Barracuda's lead for a moment. San Diego wouldn't wait much longer after that point. At 4:08 of the second period, Igor Sidorov would put home his seventh of the year, and we were all tied up at 1-1.
Throws a body check on the end wall on Judd Caulfield. Puck comes free, and they score! Second period. So a bit of a fortuitous bounce for San Diego as it pops free for Sidorov, and he makes no mistake. He's got his first in his last 14 games, his last goals on November the 22nd.
So that tied it up. Sidorov is seventh from Caulfield and Gauthier at full strength as we were level at 1-1. In the second period, San Diego would outshoot the Barracuda 12-7, but that was our only goal in the second period, so we would head to the third, all even at one aside. With the game tied at 1-1, the Barracuda would go to the penalty box for 5 minutes. Jake Furlong was given a game misconduct and a five-minute major penalty for spearing. Goals forward, Sasha Pastajob well behind the play, just 2 minutes and 21 seconds into the third period. What an opportunity for the home team to take a stranglehold on the game and capture their first lead. But the Barracuda's penalty kill, that was really, really rotten early in the year, and has completely turned a corner, continued its tremendous play, killing off the five-minute major, in fact, outshooting the goals during that five-minute period, 2-1. And as we got back to full strength, San Jose would start to build pressure. And that would finally pop as Colin White would put home his second of the game.
Force a turnover. Puck is loose. White shoots and getting a piece of it was Klang. Back to the point. Carlson loads up. That couldn't side the throw. But White, he scores! Colin White locates the loose puck and backhands one past Kelly Klang. With 5:07 left in the third period, Colin White has his second of the game, and the Barracuda have their lead back.
It was certainly White's night as he gives the Barracuda a 2-1 lead on his second of the game, his third career two-goal performance. It would come at 14:53. So in desperation mode, the San Diego Gulls were forced to pull goaltender Callie Klang. And with less than a minute to go in regulation, the puck would pop free to Matt Phillips, who has certainly enjoyed playing the Barracuda during his long professional career that now includes three different stops in the AHL's Pacific Division. And at the 55-second mark left in the third, it was Phillips who would put home the puck to tie things up at 2-2.
Puck fighting it is Colangelo. Barracuda trying to win it free. Minute to go in regulation. Back to the point, Luneau. Right-handed shot, shoots, blocked, rebound, they score!
No chance for Jakub Skarik. Desperation save attempt, but it was pushed past him by Matt Phillips for Phillips' eighth of the year. So after that goal, San Diego obviously playing with some confidence with 55 seconds to go, but the Barracuda wouldn't give up trying to take their lead back. And late in that third period, just after San Diego had scored, Nick Brouillard was called for hooking at 19:26 on Cam Lund, so the Barracuda would go onto the power play for the remainder of regulation with a chance to take their lead back, and if they weren't to score, they would have some time in the overtime period. They did not score in the third period, so we would go to overtime. In the overtime session, the Barracuda outshot the goals 5-1, but could not solve Callie Klang despite some really good chances, probably none better than a 2-on-1 in which Ethan Cardwell ripped one on net, and Klang made a glove save to hold on to the tie score. So we would go to a shootout. For the second straight game, the Barracuda would need a shootout to decide it. Last time they were on the ice, that was Saturday, they fell in a shootout to Bakersfield, but not tonight. We need 7 rounds to decide it. After Oliver Wahlstrom scored in the top of round 1, Igor Sidorov was turned aside. Then Igor Afanasyev had a chance to really give the Barracuda a good opportunity to seal the victory, but he was turned aside. Then Matthew Phillips was denied. Philip Biestead had a chance to win it in the top of the third round. He was denied. Then Justin Bailey, the former Barracuda forward, had to score to push it to a fourth round. He would. Then Colin White, already 2 goals, would score, but answered back by Sam Colangelo. Ethan Cardwell was denied. Then Sasha Pastajob was turned aside. Luca Cagnoni could not score. Neither could Tristan Luneau, but in the 7th round, Cam Lund would light the lamp, and Cal Burke would mishandle the puck as the Barracuda would pick up a 3-2 shootout victory in San Diego and are now 2-2 against the Gulls in 4 games.
Opportunity in the 7th. 0-1 in shootouts this year. Lund working in. Shoots and scores! So the pressure back on the Gulls. They've got a score. This game is over. Cal Burke collects at center. Works it on Skarg. Burke forehand. Lost his footing. And the San Jose Barracuda are going to win this hockey game in a seven-round shootout as Jakub Skarg didn't even need to make a save as Burke lost the handle and lost his footing. The San Diego Goals do salvage a point with a goal with less than a minute to go on their net empty. But ultimately, the Barracuda, who played a really, really solid game, get a well-deserved fate as they pick up a 3-2 victory over the Goals in a shootout. They are now 2-2 in shootouts this season.
Yeah, sometimes you win games you don't deserve to win. Sometimes you lose games you probably didn't deserve to lose. Tonight, the Barracuda win a game that I felt like they really did deserve to win. And it was a good bounce-back performance after a couple of losses in Bakersfield this past weekend. This is a Goals team that you can go back to the start of last year. It's really given the Barracuda some real trouble. Last year, they were not a playoff team. They played San Jose as hard as anybody. This year, it's been more of the same. Barracuda do pick up a win here tonight. They're 2-2 now against the Goals on the year. They win two of four games on this road trip, but pick up points in three of four. Both wins this year have come in this building against the Goals. Both the Barracuda needed extra time, so the Goals have picked up a point all four head-to-head meetings. Four more to go on the eight-game season series. The next coming up next month on February the 18th in this building. With the win, San Jose, as we mentioned, they're up to 19 wins, 11 losses, one overtime loss, two shootout losses. They're up to 41 points. San Diego drops to 14-9, 6-2. They are up to 36 points, so the Barracuda move one point farther away from the Goals in the division, up to 41, as we mentioned. So now 5 points ahead of the Goals in the Pacific. San Jose 2-2 now in shootouts on the year. The Goals are 0-2 in shootouts this season. Final shots, 32-28 in favor of San Jose. The Barracuda go 1-for-2 on the power play. Goals, they go 0-for-3 on the advantage. The winning goaltender, Jakub Skarg, he's now 1-1 against the Goals this year. Snaps a two-game skid. He's now 11-5 on the season through 16 games. The losing goaltender, Cali Klang. Klang is 5-1-3 now on the year. This is his first loss of the season in two games against San Jose. A very solid performance from Klang as he takes the hard luck loss. Barracuda had some chances that Klang just was simply sensational on, and he really gave his team a fighting chance tonight, but ultimately the Barracuda find a way to get it done. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star, Igor Sidorov, scored early in the second period to tie the game up, snapped a lengthy goalless drought, had a goal in the game, one shot on net. He is the number three star. The number two star, Matt Phillips, not a major factor, but he had scored late in the game to tie it up at 2-2. Phillips is the number two star, had a goal plus one rating, four shots on net tonight. He is the number two star. And the number one star, Jakub Skarg, solid as a rock for the Barracuda in between the pipes, picks up his 11th win of the year. Again, to put that in perspective, had just 5 wins last year in 22 games with Bridgeport. He's got now 11 wins this season with the Barracuda through 19 games. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 32 minutes, 5,063 saw it here at the Pajanga Arena. So for the Barracuda, what's ahead? Well, one game on home ice. That's this upcoming Saturday. It was previously scheduled as a 6 o'clock puck drop, but due to our pre-game ceremony honoring the legendary Roy Sauber, the game will actually start at 6:30, but our pre-game ceremony will start at 5:15, so make sure to be in your seats by 5:15. It's available to everybody with a ticket. We will honor Roy Sommer and have a banner raising before the game. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a replica banner. Should be just an awesome night. Roy will be back with his family, friends, former players as well. There's a who's who of names that should be expected at that game. So that should be a ton of fun with the pregame ceremony and then Roy activations throughout the game coming up on Saturday when the Barracuda return home and host the now red-hot Bakersfield Condors, winners of four straight. That should be another great matchup in the Pacific Division. We will be on the air on Saturday covering the pregame ceremony. So we will be on the air around 5:15 roughly on the Sharks Audio Network. You can actually watch the ceremony on the Barracuda's YouTube page. And then we will pick up broadcast coverage with our normal pregame show starting at 6 o'clock, CUDA Countdown. You can watch the game on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. The ceremony will not be on AHL TV. It'll be on YouTube. But once we begin our pregame show and the actual broadcast, you can find us on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. But you can listen to the entirety of the show, our ceremony, and then our pregame show on the Sharks Audio Network. Sharks will play at 1 against Dallas, so we will be on the Audio Network. That should be a ton of fun. The great Drew Remenda joins me back in the broadcast booth. Looking forward to having Drew back in the booth coming up on Saturday. That does it for our broadcast coverage tonight. A final from San Diego, the Barracuda 3 and the Gulls 2 in a shootout. We'd like to thank everybody who tuned in tonight, whether they watched or they listened. And we ask you to please join us again on Saturday as the Barracuda return back home for just a single game. Until Saturday, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from the Pajanga Arena in San Diego.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEFCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.